Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So earlier this week, big announcement, UPMC was going to give all of its employees $500, a $500 bump. It's going to happen right around Thanksgiving. I want to say maybe even that Friday after Thanksgiving, just in time for the Black Friday sales. UPMC says it's just our way of saying thank you for everything you put up with or been through in the last year. But a rally outside of UPMC's downtown headquarters today sent a different message to the company, and that is, it's not enough. And in fact, workers organizing outside the headquarters today announced intentions for a strike beginning November 18th for better wages, better benefits. Joining me now is one of the elected officials who was at the rally today, State Senator Lindsey Williams. Welcome back to the conversation, and thanks for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Thank you for having me.
So describe the mood for me today.
These workers are frustrated and tired. A lot of them have been suffering for a long time. There are workers there that have been at UPMC for 40 years, 20 years. There are ones that were there for 3 years and 6 months. And all of them had a similar story, that UPMC is not paying them a living wage, that they're having to go to the food bank, and they're having to not go to the doctor because they don't have adequate health care coverage that's affordable for them. They are, you know, struggling under the stress of this pandemic, and, you know, a $500 thank you pay, that's great. But what these workers really want is a living wage and the right to form a union without retaliation.
And in fact, when you talk about the right to form a union, that has been a big deal, and that actually, in its own way, entered into the mayoral race as the folks from SEIU threw their support behind Ed Gainey. I mean, so that really is a much bigger issue than folks are paying attention to, isn't it?
Yes. Because that is what is at the base of all this. Because if they had a staff union, they could sit down and collectively bargain, talk about not only wages and benefits, but working conditions and safe staffing. That's the thing that affects when you or I go into the hospital. We want to make sure that those workers are well taken care of so they can take care of us. And UPMC has a history of retaliating against workers that stand up. There have been a number of unfair labor practice charges against UPMC where the workers have prevailed. But unfortunately, the remedies for that are so little, especially in regards to such a big company, that that there's still a lot of work to be done, and they need a union to protect them.
Well, and I think you hit on something that I know a lot of times when this comes up in conversation, people say, well, it doesn't really affect me. That's more for the folks who work at UPMC. But you hit the nail on the head when you said, if we are utilizing your services, then these are the people that we're looking to help us or take care of us while we're there.
Yeah. They're the region's largest employer. So not only are safe staffing important for them, but when you come in, you want to make sure that there's enough nurses on the floor. You want to make sure that there's enough dietitians and people to clean the room, especially in COVID. Like, that's all important. And then also, if UPMC is not paying living wages and those workers have to be on public assistance, have to go to the food bank. We're paying for that too. The fact that they're delaying getting their own health care and they're waiting till it's an emergency situation, that means that you and I are paying more when it comes to when we go to the hospital because they're not getting the preventative care because they don't have adequate health care coverage. It all, we're all in this together for those UPMC workers, and it's, you know, it's a scary thing to stand up to your any employer, but it's even scarier to stand up to an employer who has a history of retaliating against workers.
Absolutely. So have we seen, is there any indication? I mean, we've obviously seen a change at the top at UPMC within the last few months. Mm-hmm. Is there any indication that things could move in a different direction? I mean, obviously, if there was an agreement to go on strike on the 18th, I guess it was, of November, not much would happen between now and then. But I'm wondering, is there any indication from the top that maybe this could go a different direction?
I haven't seen the indication, but I'm always hopeful. I mean, we do these things. We want to let the public know what's happening. So I believe that this public pressure and this attention and going on strike, I think it may move them. I mean, we've seen people know how important our healthcare system is to them. If we didn't know it before, we've learned that in the last year and a half. So hopefully, the bravery of these workers does move UPMC, and public support helps move UPMC to finally do what they should have been doing for a very long time.
And then I don't know, Senator, if you know the answer to this, but when we talk about a potential strike on November 18th, would this be across the board? Would this be certain workers at UPMC? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer, but I do know that, this is going to be tough for those workers to stand up. And I was proud to stand with them today. I'll be proud to stand with them on the 18th because what they're doing for themselves and for their coworkers benefits them, but it also benefits all of us. So I'm going to be there with them. However many there are, I will be there too.
Well, and you know what? It's interesting when you say that it'll be tough for them because, I mean, I grew up in this area and I can remember, as a child and teenager and in college, there were, you would hear about strikes often. I'll say certainly more often than you do now. And I don't know that then I processed the courage that it takes for workers to stand up, to be outside of their offices or management and take a position. But in 2021, it takes a lot for workers to take that stand.
It does. I mean, many of them have families that they're worried about that they're trying to take care of. So it's not just them when they're making this stand. So it takes a lot, especially when you've seen what they've done to other coworkers that have stood up in the past.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, obviously this is a story that's not going away. I mentioned earlier, this could be one of the biggest challenges facing the mayor-elect. We'll stay on top of it. And Senator Williams, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today as well. And I'm sure those
thank
folks
you so
who saw you
to
today. Yeah, I'm sure they saw you today and they appreciate that as well. Have a great weekend.
You too.
So we've talked about UPMC many, many times on this very show. I think it is somewhat, I've had friends of mine, people that I know that work for UPMC who have made comments, passing comments to me about their health benefits. And, it's always one of those, you don't want to ask too much because people don't know, are you asking because you're my friend? Are you asking because you're in the media? Why are you asking me that? But when we hear about, workers who can't afford to get medical treatment and they work for the largest healthcare facility in our area, or you hear about employees at the largest facility, the largest employee in our area that have to go to food banks because they don't make a living wage, that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, we did have the new CEO on this very show. I guess it was the day that it was announced she was coming. And I had high hopes. I got good feelings from her. We haven't talked to her since then, but I'm guessing we'll have to see what happens between now and November 18th and how they move forward. This could be huge on our area if we see a major strike at UPMC, but the workers say they've had enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.